Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What's happening? Hot stuff. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast, back with you today, May 14th, 2014, for the best 20 minutes of your life. What's happening? Hot stuff. Do you ever see that movie? Was that 16 Candles with Long Duck Dong? What a great movie, man. Stupidest movie ever. Hilarious. Anthony Michael Hall. Those were good times, man. Well, weren't those good times, those of you who grew up in the 80s watching movies, listening to music, things like that? Who's your favorite 80s band? You know, those I know you millennials, man, 20, 30-year-olds, like, 80s music sucked. It was good. It was good. A lot of fun. Michael Jackson, Prince, and Madonna, all those artists, man. You got the movies, A Breakfast Club. Good stuff. Rain Man. I miss the 80s. Anybody want to have an 80s party? You know, let's hook up. Let's have an 80s party someplace. Invite me, and I can dress like Don Johnson from Miami Vice. We'll have a great time. My wife probably won't be in attendance, but that's okay. That's okay. I'll represent the Crowley family strong. Hey, if you're just listening in this first minute of the show, you're just about ready to hit the stop button and it's like, what a freaking yahoo this dude is. Get him out of my earbuds. Don't do it. Go to EverydaySaturday.com, click on the podcast button. You can listen live right there. Also, go to iTunes, subscribe to this show, and leave a great review. Leave a five-star review for the Everyday Saturday podcast so other people can find the show. Hey, it's the best in motivation, inspiration, everything for success for the entrepreneur, not the employee, unless you want to leave the cubicle and stop smelling the reheated mac and cheese from the person who just got back from the lunchroom sitting across from you, stuck in cubicle hell. All right. We're here to release you from there and allow you to play big. I'll tell you what, man, life is short. I was talking to my buddy Billy last night. I was cooking out, which I do just about every night in my driveway. I've got a charcoal grill that cost about $50. I think I bought it from Kroger after I busted my last one. Like, what? Why not just have a charcoal grill? Like, why do I need a gas grill with propane that always runs out when I'm in the middle of cooking? And all these 15 different burners, man. I might as well just cook on my stove inside. I'm going to get a real grill. So I bought charcoal. So every day I load up the charcoal, put the lighter fluid on it, whatever you call it, light it about 77 times because I can never seem to get it to light. My wife finally always comes out saying, "You want me to do it? Come on, let me do it." I'm like, "Yeah, okay, whatever. You know, I know we're in a hurry. I'm being timed here. We run a drive-through now, or can we just enjoy dinner, you know?" So I was cooking chicken last night. Billy called. If you don't know Billy, my buddy Billy Donovan here in Cincinnati, I'm going to have him on the show because I want to talk about the marathon. He just ran the Flying Pig Marathon in Cincinnati last weekend. And there's just something about saying I ran a marathon that puts you in a different class of people. It's like Don Wilson yesterday. I was talking about the launch. It's like saying I did a $1 million launch. You know, it's just it just puts you in a certain class. I ran a marathon. You know, think about you're at a party or you're hanging out talking to people. Hey, what'd you do last weekend? You know, we went to the park. I went to the Reds game. You know, went and fly a kite with my kids or just sat on the couch. I watched golf. I ran a marathon. It's like the old E.F. Hutton commercials. What? Everybody's like, "Whoa, really? You ran a marathon? Wow." Now it seems once you talk to one person that everybody's run a marathon, but I haven't. That's going to be on my bucket list. But I'll tell you what, for some reason, and I don't know why, I don't do well after about 5 or 6 miles. It's like when I get to the fifth mile of running, I'm like, I'm done. I just start thinking, boy, my knees hurt. I got this twitch in my back. I wonder how long that's been there. It's about 3 miles or so. It's not like I can't, like if you held a gun to my head and you said, "Hey, dude, you got to run another 5 miles or I'm going to kill you," then I'd run. I know I can run another 5 miles. I just get bored. And I think I get bored easily. And that's my biggest problem with everything I do. Everything I do in business bores me after a while. Everything except this, podcasting. You know, I could do this, and I have done this every day. I say, I could do this every day. Well, I do it every day. There's only a few things that I really like to do. So I'm making the decision, and I'll get back to my conversation with Billy while I was cooking out, because I was laughing so hard, I almost dropped the tongs into the fire that you got to flip the chicken with and burnt the crap out of my hand. But anyway, that's a great conversation. I'll get back to it in just a second. But I'm bored, man. You know, workouts bore me after a while, so that's why I started running. I ran 2 miles this morning in a driving rainstorm. Like, I'm not talking about it was raining. I mean, it's one of those things where somebody fills up a bucket of water and throws it across your face type of rain. That's what was coming at me. So I ran 2 miles in 14 minutes and 41 seconds. And that's great because if you recall, I just ran a 5K with my daughter last Friday, wasn't even 5 days ago, and came in just under 28 minutes. So 14 minutes for 2 miles is, what's that, 7 minutes? 7 minutes, 14, 41, 7 minutes and 20 seconds per mile. My goal by next Thursday is to run 2 miles in 12 minutes. Now, my Penn State math tells me that that's an average of a six-minute mile. So I texted Bill because we haven't talked in a while. I'm going to get to this whole conversation we're talking about because it's pretty good. He's an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. And he's really smart. So we do very well together. Opposites attract, right? So I texted Bill. I said, hey, dude, I just ran 2 miles in the driving rain, by the way. I had to put that in there. 14 minutes, 41 seconds. My goal is 12 minutes. And he types back, ha, 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 wouldn't that be funny? My best ever is only like 14, blah, 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 14, 20. But he just ran a marathon, so he's not really in it for fast times at the beginning. I was like, what do you mean, ha, ha, ha? Now I threw the gauntlet down. I said, I'm doing it. I'm going to run 2 miles in 12 minutes by next Thursday. So today's Wednesday, May 14th. So what's that, 8 days, 22nd, you know, which is a crazy thing to try to do when you just started running again after you know, 2 years of never running this far. So he goes, and what's in it for me? And I said, nothing. I'm just going to do it or I'm going to die on the side of the road. I'm just going to do it. And there's not even an option. And I will. I will run 2 miles in 12 minutes by next Thursday or I'm just going to die trying. And Bill never responded because he knows that's my mentality. I'm just going to do it or I will die on the side of the road. I'm not going to not run. That's a double negative. I will run that. And I wonder how many people approach stuff like that. See, when you're crazy like me, and there's some of us out there, you're probably like this a little bit. I got to think you're crazy. If you're, there's no way you'd even listen to the show if you were crazy. So that's an assumption I've already made about you. You're nuts like I am, right? People look at you and they listen to your dreams and they think you've lost your mind and you're afraid to talk. So you talk to Sammy, the psychiatrist here. It's all good in the hood, man. I'm a therapist to the entrepreneur. And so I'm absolutely, unequivocally insane. And I've known that about myself for the longest time. The beauty of it is now I don't have some idiot boss that I have to report to who I've got to fit inside their little box, you know, and speak the way they speak and talk the way they talk and walk the way they walk and wear my tie and dress down Friday and blah, blah, blah. You know the drill, right? So when you're an entrepreneur, you can be crazy. And actually, crazy is good because trying to run 2 miles in 12 minutes in 8 days when you never really ran before, that's pretty damn crazy. So I was talking to Bill last night, and we were just catching up, and we were just laughing because Bill's a smart guy. And he used to run. I mean, he was a bigwig at one of these local banks. I can't remember the title he had or what he did, but he was pulling down, I don't know, $500,000 or something, running something with banks. I don't even know what it was. Anyway, he went out on his own to start his own fund or whatever it is, and he was a banker, a trader. No, he was a trader, went on his own. So I met Bill when I rented office space from Regis. You know, Regis is where they've got these big office buildings in these, you know, metropolitan areas. And for a few $100 a month, $500 a month, you rent office space and you get your own secretary and all this stuff. So in 2008, I did that. And Bill and his partner at the time were in the office across from me. It's just one of those things you walk in. There were a couple of young guys in their early 30s, and you know, they were doing trading for accounts and things like that. And I roll in with a pair of shorts and a T-shirt, and they're like, what are you doing? I say, hey, Sam Crowley, good to meet you guys. What's your name? And they were outgoing, and they were talking, and we were young. One of them went to Penn State, so we had that in common. And Bill and I just hit it off. And from there, they wanted to know. They were really interested in what I did for a living. And so I told him, you know, I just got back from Hawaii. This was back in 2008. It was August 2008. Just got back from Hawaii. I'm an international motivational speaker. I'm not sure. I mean, Hawaii's a long way away, but it doesn't really make you international because technically, last I checked, it's still part of the United States. But anyway, I said, I'm an international motivational speaker changing lives worldwide. I've got a website, everydaysaturday.com, and I do a podcast that's downloaded all around the world. Sound familiar? It's kind of what I say right now. Not much has changed. So Bill and I started working on my 6 Days to Saturday CD. We were originally going to launch it as an infomercial, and we were in talks with people in Minnesota who run all these different infomercial products for people. I mean, the video professor, remember that guy? Learn Microsoft Excel. Win one CD, and I'll send it to you, one DVD, no charge. It's a video professor. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. The guy's a billionaire, you know? So anyway, that didn't quite work out, but we did work tirelessly towards this 6 CD set called 6 Days to Saturday, and every day when the market closed at 4 o'clock, Bill and I would get the whiteboard out, and we would start brainstorming what the different topics. I can tell you, like it was yesterday, the content of these audios. Monday was feeling the pain because we would sit there and say, what do you do when you first get started on the entrepreneurial journey? You got to feel the pain you're in, right? You got to understand what pain you're in. Tuesday was preparation. Wednesday was action. Thursday was overcoming adversity. Friday was commitment. And Saturday was that day you arrived. Hence, 6 days of Saturday. So we created that product, and then we stayed in touch. Bill left, you know, split with his business partner, and I got out of that office because I got an office space at home, ended up subsequently moving back to New York, blah, 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 blah. But we stayed in touch, and we were talking. We were laughing last night because Bill's like, you know, I don't care. I've shifted my success. He goes, I may never make the money that I thought I was going to make in life or be the success I thought I was going to make, but I'll tell you what. I'm going to get in the best damn shape of my life. And he's down. I got to think he was up around 225. I'll ask him when he comes in the studio and we do an interview. We'll have a lot of fun. You'll love this interview that we do with Bill. But I got to think he's up around 225. He's down to 180 now. So he's lost. I got to think he's lost 40, 45 pounds. He just ran a marathon. He bikes. Check this out. He bikes every day. He runs and he swims. I was like, wow, that's amazing. And he wears this Garmin watch. You guys, you triathletes probably know what this thing is. It's waterproof. It counts the laps when you swim. You jump into the pool, and when you flip and go back the other way, it tracks it so you don't got to do anything with your weight. You just swim. And I'm telling you what, man, we had a lot of fun catching up last night because we were talking about how crazy it is to be an entrepreneur. I mean, that was the main topic of what we talked about, was how nuts we got to be to be out on our own trying to make this thing work. And we also talked about how money means absolutely nothing. Nothing. Yet that's what everybody gets into the game initially for. Whether you open up a business, you get a job, you do whatever it is, we all do it. And I did it. I've done it. Sure, I've done it. We all did it because we wanted the money. And then we realized the money wasn't going to solve any of our problems. And now you feel life slipping away. You know, in my mid-40s, I feel life slipping away. And this isn't to bring you down. This is to lift you up. This is like, get off your ass and get going, because this is what's happening to me. You got to be feeling the same way. You got to be looking at your kids. If you have kids, you got to be looking at them if they haven't left the house yet thinking, wow, honey, one time I remember changing your diapers, and now you're in 7th grade, 10th grade, 12th grade. Holy cow, look at you. Look at me. You know, I remember when. Do you know 1994 was 20 years ago? How nuts is that? I mean, think of 1994. I remember, I could tell you, that was one of the most fun summers I've ever had in my life. I think that was the O.J.? I think O.J. Murder's trial was 1994. That's when that happened. I know it did, because I went to the Knicks. The Knicks played the Houston Rockets in the NBA Finals that year, and I went to Madison Square Garden. I flew there on a whim. My sister lives in New York City. She got 2 tickets to the Knicks game, and the night of the White Bronco chase was a Friday night, game whatever it was, 6 back in, or game 5 in Madison Square Garden. And I was in Madison Square Garden completely oblivious there was a Bronco chase going on because when you're at the game, obviously you don't have access to TV. It wasn't like today. You're on your iPhone and internet access and you get updates right away. 1994, man. 20 years ago. Where were you in 1994? That I'd actually like to know. Hit me up on Twitter. Were you even born? I'm sure a lot of the people listening to my show are above 20 years old. So hit me up at Sam Crowley. What are you doing, man? Where were you in 1994? What are you doing now? How much has life changed? Let me tell you how much life has changed for me. 1994 was a hot summer in Buffalo. It was brutally hot, I remember. I didn't have AC in my Honda Prelude. Had to have it installed. Just a long story. I got a good deal on the car, though. No AC. You'd think you'd get a pretty good deal, right? And I remember I had a lot of fun. I was single, living in my own house. I bought my own home in February 1994, that's right. God, good times, man. North Tonawanda, New York. And it was just everything was so carefree. But I was feeling anxious then. I was feeling unfulfilled then. I mean, we're talking about 27 years old, you know, 26 years old at the time. And I would love to know your thoughts. Do you feel life slipping away from you? Because first of all, I want your honest answer. I don't want something you read on the internet or, you know, use your own thoughts and be vulnerable and be authentic. You know what I mean? Like, what is it that you still want to do? Because I could tell you, I'm honest to a fault, man. I feel life slipping away, and I got so much I want to do. And when I'm talking to Bill, I'm saying, damn it, I want to run a marathon. You know what I'm doing? I'm getting back into the best shape of my life. You know, screw this feeling lethargic sometimes at 8 o'clock at night. First thing, I got to get rid of these hunger pangs at 8 o'clock at night, or else I got to go to bed at 7. I got to go to bed an hour before these things kick in, because when you're working out and you're exercising, about 8 o'clock at night, it feels like there's, you know, like 1,000 lions roaring inside your stomach and you don't know what to do. And someone's got to put a padlock on our pantry. That's all I know. But today's show, I wanted to turn on the microphone and keep it real with you, man. I wanted to let you know that you can do it right now. But you got to at least admit one thing. You do feel life slipping away. You have to, because it is. And then we're done. We're done. Now, depending on what faith you believe in, I believe in Jesus Christ, died on the cross for my sins, and I'll be reunited sitting at the right hand of God with him in heaven. I love that. That's what I think. I'm not sure what you think. This is not the religious podcast to tell you what to think. I'm just thinking, regardless of what your afterlife thoughts are, what are you thinking right now? What do you want to do, and why aren't you doing it? Why aren't you doing it? You know, I told you yesterday and this week, I'm doing this whole month of May, I'm just studying, watching a boatload of video content, reading, going through thousands of pages of PDFs. I'm proofreading my book. It's about an 80-page book on Amazon, How to Sell from Stage. Would love to give that to you. I'll do a promo for all my awesome, beautiful Twitter followers. So if you don't follow me on Twitter, you better, at Sam Crowley. You're going to get first access to the book if you want to learn how to make 7 figures selling from stage. And I want to know, are you feeling what I'm feeling? Because you can do whatever it is you want to do right now within reason. I mean, look, I don't want to go all Dr. Phil on everybody. You know, everybody's like a wheel. You know, everybody's got kind of like a spoke inside of that wheel. No, I'm not going there, man. I'm not going like super therapist on you. But I want you to know, get going. What are you waiting for? Like, who are you waiting for? And why are you worried about what everybody thinks about what you're waiting for? Just get out and do it. There's nothing wrong with just getting. How are you ever going to know if anything's even going to work if you don't go do it? And don't let yourself not wake up tomorrow before you go for your dream today. I'm telling you to wake up today. Come on. Let's do it. Let's keep each other accountable, baby. Because I am so freaking fired up, man. I get jacked up. I mean, I am so jacked up to bust this 12 minute. If only because Bill is buying me dinner next Thursday night if I can crack this 12 minute 2 mile run. And I'm telling you, man, when I say it was raining today, I mean, people were driving by stopping and staring at me wondering what the hell I was doing out on the country roads running, huffing and puffing, and my shirt, it wasn't the sexiest scene in the world. I mean, I got this white t-shirt looking like somebody glued it to my chest because it's pouring down rain so hard. I got the yellow bandana rocking, and I got my favorite iTunes playing, and I was crushing it, and I kept thinking, thank you, God, that I don't have a job so I can even be out of it. I don't care if it rains. I don't care if it snows. I don't care what's going on outside. I know one thing. I am in control for now. Someday I won't be. Someday you won't be. Someday the health goes. You're going to wake up and think, what happened? Why didn't I go for my dream? Don't worry about everything that got away from you in the past over the past 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Look forward. Come on, let's do it. You and me, we're looking through the windshield, baby, and we are on the way to Saturday. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.